I want to share with you a devotion I wrote recently that I titled DSJ. I know that doesn't mean anything to you right now, but hopefully by the time I finish, it'll make a lot more sense. The phrase absence makes the heart grow fonder first appeared in the Pocket Magazine of Classic and Polite Literature in 1832. Its originator, identified only as Miss Strickland, wrote, "'Tis absence, however, that makes the heart grow fonder." Thinking about the meaning of this phrase, it's generally understood to mean that the longer we're separated from someone we care about, the more we miss them and the more we realize just how much they mean to us. Well, my wife Jan and I experience this each time we're separated for an extended period of time. We've been married over 44 years and we're closer now than we've ever been. And as soon as we're apart, we begin to long for the time when we'll be reunited. Well, 3 to 4 times a year, I have the blessing of leading teams of volunteers on 6 to 10 day mission adventures to all parts of the world, from Eastern Europe to South America, to the Western Gulf Coast of the United States, and numerous points in between. In the earlier days, our separation from each other was especially difficult during the trips abroad, as cell phone coverage was spotty at best, and internet access was rarely an option. In Ukraine especially, it was not unusual for us to have no contact at all for 7 to 8 days and sometimes for the entire length of the trip. With the enhancements to the World Wide Web network and the invention of technologies and apps that provide audio and video transmissions, our periods of separation are a little easier to deal with today. However, it's still a weak substitute for person-to-person contact. A few years back, during a mission trip to Ukraine, about the third day after I had last seen Janet, I began writing on my morning devotion journal, DSJ, followed by a number. The initial stood for Days Till I See Janet. So each morning, while I was doing my devotion, I wrote DSJ, then the number indicating how many days it was before I would see her again. DSJ 7, DSJ 6, DSJ 5, all the way down to DSJ 1. Getting more excited each day, knowing that I would see my love soon. The longer the time span when we were apart, the more we realized what a great blessing God had given us and each other. Well, I want to transfer that thought to a higher plane. The Lord saved me on April the 2nd, 1978. I've enjoyed an intimate, personal relationship with Him for almost 42 years now. And for at least the last 20 of those 42 years, I found myself longing to see Him and be physically in His presence, believing that He could return at any time. You know, the promise of Christ's imminent return is given to us primarily in 3 New Testament passages. First, in John 14, verses 1 and 2, just hours before His arrest, trial, and crucifixion, Jesus Himself said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to Myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Then in 1 Corinthians 15:51 and following, the Apostle Paul, writing under divine inspiration, gives us more specific details about the rapture of the redeemed. He wrote, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed." Finally, in 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 15 through 18, Paul gives even more details about Christ's return for His church. He wrote, "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord." The rapture could happen at any time, for there are no other prophecies that must be fulfilled for it to take place. Paul himself thought it would occur in his lifetime, for he wrote, "We who are alive and remain," including himself in that group. So if he thought Jesus' return for his followers was soon 2,000 years ago, how much closer is it now? Because of my longing to be in his presence, I sometimes wonder, why the delay? Well, Peter answers that question for us in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, where he wrote, "Beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering towards us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." What seems to be a delay to us is actually Christ exercising patience, not wanting anyone to perish without him. But one day, and I believe it'll be one day soon, Jesus is coming for his church. Since absence makes the heart grow fonder, Christ's promise of his imminent return should fill our hearts with joy, knowing that our longing to be with him in his presence will soon be fulfilled. So how many DSJs, days till we see Jesus, are there? Only the Lord knows. Let's just make sure we're ready today. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.